Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. More summer holiday misery for TUI passengers. The Filipino community are overjoyed to claim the Lord Mayor's top prize, and campaigners slam changes to railway stations.
Under fire holiday firm TUI is facing fresh anger after passengers faced being stuck for 10 hours at Norwich Airport. Holidaymakers, eager to get off for their summer break to Mallorca, complained of a complete lack of communication. The TUI flight operated by Alvastar was due to set off to the capital, Palma, at 12:15 p.m. But 10 minutes before departure, an announcement appeared on the screen that it would be delayed until 10:25 p.m. Graham Fish, 68, with his family, was among the passengers, and their treatment was poor and the offer of food and drink was laughable. Mr. Fish said there were no announcements and there was a complete lack of communication for the whole 10 hours. We had to use Flight Radar 24 to track our plane in Scotland. TUI, which organises package holidays, has since apologised and said that the delay was due to technical issues requiring the arriving aircraft to divert into Glasgow. Passengers were given a £15 refreshment voucher to spend at the airport, but all the shops had shut by early evening. They were also given a bag with a bottle of water, a packet of crisps, and a Yorkie bar inside, which Mr. Fish said was laughable, especially for his wife, who is diabetic. The plane eventually departed at just after 10 p.m, and they did not arrive at their hotel until 4 a.m. on Saturday, UK time. Mr. Fish added, "When we arrived at Palma Airport and found the TUI rep, she asked us why we were so late. A strange lack of communication."
Health and beauty giant Boots is closing a store in Norwich. It is part of the company's work to consolidate stores in close proximity to each other. The branch at the UEA is shutting down at the end of this month. Based in the University Medical Centre, close to Bluebell Road entrance to campus, the store includes a pharmacy and is open Monday to Saturday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. All team members from these stores will be offered alternative roles. Boots will be shutting a total of 300 shops in the UK that are within a few miles of other branches. The pharmacy chain has said that the closures will not lead to any redundancies.
Campaigners have hit out at plans to close almost every railway station ticket office in England, arguing disabled and elderly people have been completely ignored. The proposals, which have been put forward by a train company representative rail delivery group, RDG, will see Norwich Station's ticket office become a customer information centre. Greater Anglia, which declined to say if the shake-up will result in any job losses, confirmed changes to opening hours, but added the centre will provide help with complex transactions and no alterations will be made to staff availability. Nearby stations such as Diss and Lowestoft will see staff move out of their offices and help passengers on platforms selling tickets from mobile machines. Mick Hardy, 69, is registered disabled due to poor vision and is a member of the Norfolk Disabled Group Against Cuts group. "This is wrong in so many ways," said Mick, who lives in NR2. "I was absolutely speechless when I heard the news. What about blind people? There is no use in having staff at the station if you can't see them. A ticket office is so important, and once again the views of the disabled and elderly have been completely ignored."
Work to stop sewage leaking into the River Yare in Norwich could finally get underway soon. Divers were sent into the contaminated waters in February to get to the bottom of the problem, causing sewage to spew into the water from the former Hart's cruiser site at Thorpe Island. And now, Broadland District Council is getting permits to ensure the excrement continues down a pipe away from the river as originally intended. A Broadland spokesman said, "We have been liaising with the relevant agencies to secure all necessary permits to complete this work and as soon as possible in line with the environmental care that needs to be taken." Anglian Water assured the public that it uses special equipment and chemicals to stop unpleasant smells escaping into the air as much as possible.
The Filipino community of Norwich is beaming with pride after taking first place in the Lord Mayor's procession. The streets were filled with carnival vibes of samba groups and drummers, as well as acrobatic gymnasts and carnival puppets to create a street party for the whole family. But it was the display of pinoy in Norwich, Axion Samahan, known as piñas, that have been chosen as the stars of the show, bettering last year's second place finish. Colourful flower displays and headdresses representing Filipino culture made piñas an eye-catching group as they danced their way through the city's streets. They were one of 20 groups comprising around 750 people for the procession. Adelin Barason, president of piñas, said, "The whole community is overjoyed that the results of the event bring pride to all of Norwich's Filipino community." Piñas were followed by the Common Lot in second place, with the Garage and Wentzam Junior School in joint third. That's all from James and me. We'll say goodbye and hand over to your readers for part two.